Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The three recipients of the state's 2012 Veterinary Incentive Program were announced a few days back, and among them was Dr. Nathan Glaza of Pendleton County. Recipients are eligible for up to $18,000 over 3 years toward repayment of outstanding school loans. Glaza says the award does help.
It does. In my particular situation, I decided to start my own business, and that puts a stress on any financial situation. And with student loans, this amount of money will help me get further on the personal and the business side. It relieves some of the stress, so I can worry about getting better services to some of the clients in the area and paying back the debts that I incurred while I was getting this education.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Association procured a major ag development grant to fund the program, which is administered by Farm Bureau's Education Foundation. Regarding that loan debt, Glaza says it is sizable.
It varies across the board, but I believe when I graduated, the average debt was $130,000 to $135,000, and I think from recent articles I've seen, that's probably gone up $5,000 to $10,000.
The two other 2012 recipients were James Lewis of Caldwell County and Laura Williams of Lyon County. We'll be right back.
811-811-811-811-811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
The Veterinary Incentive Program is targeted for those with at least 51% of their practice devoted to large animal care, with a goal of greater numbers of large animal vets with a greater distribution across the state. Pendleton County's Nathan Glaza says the grant obviously won't erase all of his debt, but it will definitely help, and it may be something that vet students will consider as they make their career choices.
Finding a little extra help, I think, will push them and at least make them look during their school classes, would I be interested in working on large animals versus small animals? So I think something like this is very beneficial.
He says he can now redirect his attention a little.
Worry a little bit less about repaying your loans and more about, well, what can I purchase for a client and what can I do to help some of the animals in the community a little bit more.
Dr. Nathan Glaza of Pendleton County. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.